Proclamation number 0948 of 5th of June, 1939. Necessity of natural disasters. God's will turned into form. It is of utmost importance to recognize how the Creator's will is determinative for the entire work of creation. There is nothing in the world that could oppose this will, and all works of creation are the will of God that has become form. Thus no individual work of creation can arbitrarily separate itself and continue to exist according to other than divine law. As soon as God would like to withdraw his will from it, it would have ceased to exist. For only the will of God continuously animates everything that exists. It is this will, which has become form, that remains inviolable for all eternity. Even the destruction of any creations, but which, to put it better, only means an external change of form, is equally divine will, because without this will it would not be possible for any being to bring about the slightest change of form, let alone to destroy entire works of creation. Hence God's will must always be active here too, and since nothing in the Lord's working can be arbitrary or haphazard but predetermined again in all wisdom for the best of the countless living beings, every disaster must also be taken into account and accepted as necessary for humanity. For countless beings need an apparent work of destruction in order to have the opportunity for higher development, and in a certain sense such processes are also beneficial for humanity, for only through them do many people find the right relationship with God and recognize the transitoriness of the body and earthly goods. He recognizes that as a human being he is completely incapable of resisting these catastrophes and must therefore also acknowledge the will of a supreme being again. And it will now be more understandable to him that the being on earth must always submit to divine will in order to remain, as it were, in divine order. This realization is decisive for the human being's earthly life. Only when he recognizes a higher power as such and endeavors to live according to its will is he able to comprehend divinity in the entire work of creation. For since the human being, as the only being, was left with the freedom of his will, he cannot indeed oppose divine will, but he can oppose it by rejecting it. And it is this will of rejection which signifies the separation from the eternal deity, and the earth being's distance from God can only be reduced when its will completely subordinates itself to divine will. However, if the human being does not even want to acknowledge a higher will of a deity which directs and determines him and the whole of creation, events must of necessity provide him with the evidence, and thus natural disasters are a certain necessity again for the spiritual well-being of the whole of humanity, if only it derives the benefit from them and recognizes the rule and activity of the eternal deity in all events and now consciously establishes the right relationship with the Creator. Amen.